صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها قالت. The hadith tonight, collection of Imam Bukhari narrated to us by Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. And the theme of makruhat al-salah, the unrecommended actions within prayer, is what I'm going to conclude inshallah tomorrow. And then we will start next week inshallah with the shama'il of Sayyidina wa Habibina Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, as the month dictates as such. But I do have two more makruh that I think is worthy to point out to you or for you. Again, if you study, depending on what madhab you study, you'll find a different list of makruhat, of unrecommended actions. There are similarities, obvious, but there are different lists. I'm not interested in giving you a full list. I'm just going to point out, I'm trying to point out the ones that are most relevant and that occur most often from my experience or from my observations. And the ones that I point, and they'll be put into a playlist and put on YouTube for you to kind of share with people or your children if they want to learn more about this. Tonight, the nature of the makruh is different than everything I've shared with you up till now. Everything I've shared with you up till now has been mechanical, something that is technical, something that is based on movement, meaning don't fuss too much and move your arms, don't wander with your eyes, don't yawn. These are the types. Tonight is a little bit different. Aisha qala sa'altu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 'an al-iltifati fi as-salah. I asked the Prophet alayhi wa sallam about iltifat. Iltifat is not really the moving your head, even though that's what we use it for. But what she's asking about here was not actually that, because she talks about this in other ahadith and she uses different phrases for it. And the Prophet ﷺ used different phrases for it. Here in iltifat, what she's asking for is when you get distracted, meaning when you're no longer focusing on the one that you're speaking to. When you're no longer in the same zone, when you make takbir and you start reading fatiha, then you taltifit, meaning now you start thinking about your day. You think about something that happened earlier, or is going to happen later, or a problem that occurred, or someone that you yelled at you, or someone that you yelled at, or something that happened. So you're no longer actually speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it's iltifat. It's as if I'm coming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the exalted example. But if I came up to you and I shook your hand and I was talking to you, and then I start talking to someone else, right? That's called iltifat, and that's what it is. Meaning I'm no longer focused on the person that I'm having the conversation with, and I'm talking to someone else. And in salah, walillahi mathalul a'la, it's very similar. Is when you have iltifat, is when you're no longer speaking to the one you're speaking to. So it's not apparent. I don't see it. If I'm standing there watching you, I won't see it. But it's happening on a subconscious or on a psychological level, a spiritual level, where you're no longer speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what Aisha asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam about. Iltifat. That I get distracted, I'm no longer focused, I'm losing my, I lost my train of thought, I start thinking about something else, the food that I had before, the batata I'm going to have later, something that I'm not focused anymore. So what he said, alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the answer, qala, innama huwa ikhtilasun yakhtalisuhu shaytanu min salati al-abd. Said, all it is, it's a ikhtilas. Fiqhan is a word that has importance, it has significance in fiqh, because sariqa is when I steal something from hirz al-mithil, where it is properly hidden, meaning it's a break and entry, and then it's steal. Ikhtilas is embezzlement. Ikhtilas, what it is embezzlement. That's what it is. It's when you take something that is open, it's public fund, and that's what ikhtilas is. And it's as if the Prophet ﷺ is saying is that your salah, if you don't protect it, it becomes something that's exposed to shaitan. He can just embezzle something. He can just, and you snatch and run with it, because you did not protect it. His choice of word here, alayhi salatu wasalam, is miraculously accurate. Had he used any other word, like if using ghasb or nuhba or sariqa, it wouldn't have the symbolism that the word iqtilas does. Because what he's telling you is that you did not protect this. You left it open, so shaitan had the ability to embezzle something and snatch it. If you protected it, which is what you're supposed to do in salah, you protect your salah from shaitan's grasp to actually take away something from it, he wouldn't have the ability, he can't steal from you. But he can embezzle. He can't steal. He doesn't have the ability to steal, but he can embezzle. If you leave it open, he'll do it. If you are not focused, if you enter salah not knowing that shaitan is waiting for you to put your guard down so he can go and snatch away everything good from your prayer. If you don't understand that, so you put your guards up and you put your walls up and you focus and you deny shaitan any access into your heart or mind during salah, he will take everything that he can snatch. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ answered. It's an embezzlement that shaitan will take from the prayer of Abd. صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. يعني to me, والله I share with you, they always ask, why do you keep on doing a hadith? والله it's because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is amazingly precise and accurate in his words. Like I am taken, I am breathtaken by his Arabic linguistic abilities. I'm sorry if I don't do a very good job at making sure that you can feel the same way, but he is so accurate with the words that he uses when he chooses to speak about something that I don't even know if the people who heard it, they all got it. Like they all were able to appreciate how accurate he was when he used one word and not the other, alayhi salatu wasalam. And I feel like I want to share that with you so that you appreciate the genius of what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam was. Because that's how I see him. To me, he's a genius who walked this earth. Like, an interest of mine kind of growing up was reading about geniuses. I still do it. I still buy, whenever there's a book someone writes about a historic figure that they thought was a genius, I'll buy the book and I'll read it. And I always found it to be, I was always connected to people who just had that. And the more I studied, you see, because that's not how he's presented to you, alayhi salatu wasalam, growing up, the more I studied him, alayhi salatu wasalam, the more what I found about him that stayed with me is his genius. There's piety and there's leadership and there's compassion and there's love and there's prophecy, but then there's this aspect of him where he was just a genius, alayhi salatu wasalam. He just had a philosophy about life, and he conveyed it in the most beautiful way that no philosopher was able to convey their way of seeing the world as he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. Try reading the works of Plato. Go ahead, read Ibn Rushd. Everyone's we're all happy about Ibn Sina. We're very proud of him. Read his work. I dare you. Now I double dare you to read Muqaddimah Ibn Khaldun. Read their work. If you are able to read the Muqaddimah from I will do a hafla for you here. I'll have like a full read the whole thing and you'll have a dinner on your honor in this place. Nowhere people will read the first chapter of a book and then leave the book and just stare at it as they walk by it. But to read the works of philosophers and of thinkers is very difficult. Like it's very hard to actually grasp what they're saying, but then you read the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're a different nature. He just thought differently, he spoke differently, and he conveyed his ideas alayhi salatu wasalam differently. And it's why I like to share these hadith with you, because I feel like there's something in them that I just find to be majestic and miraculous and beautiful, and I want you to be able to, you know, to see it as well. So that's the makruh that I want to share with you today. It's more of a spiritual one. It's makruh in salah, it's unrecommended in salah, for you to lose your focus and for you to speak to someone else aside from the Almighty who has invited you to his presence and allowed you to stand in front of him and speak. It's rude. It's not respectful. So that iltifat that happens when you lose your focus, that's you not guarding that which is precious to you and shaitan embezzling from it immediately. So don't allow that to happen to the best of your ability. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها قالت سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن الاختلاف عن الالتفات في الصلاة فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم إنما هو اختلاس يختلسه الشيطان من صلاة العبد صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك وعظم على نبينا وحبيبنا